Lanny Peterson. We're bringing the Word of God at this time. Lanny is one of our theology teachers, no Bible college, no ordained minister of the Word of God. Appreciate what God is doing in this brother.
Yeah.
In this hour, God is doing something, building something. We're seeing it in progress.
If I could ask you to stand as I pray. God Almighty, I would ask that you would take the spoken word this morning and do a creative work in the heart of every person in this building. Lord, I pray for your church, that the scales may fall from their eyes, and that their blinded hearts may be set loose, that they may see you as they have never seen you before. Lord, as they may behold your greatness and your glory, oh God, speak to your people, Lord. Speak to them. In the name of Jesus, amen. You may be seated. I'm speaking this morning on a sermon that I've entitled, His Eternal Power and Godhead. We read in Romans chapter 1 and verse 20, For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. We don't know very much about God on a relative scale. In a manner of speaking, we know a lot about Him, if we want to compare ourselves with the world. But in comparison from God's being Himself, we aren't even experienced in the very realm of the Spirit that God is in. We know virtually nothing about Him. He is an invisible spirit whose existence is in a spiritual realm outside of the physical universe. We are bound to this physical universe. Lest God take us in the spirit beyond, we find ourselves limited to that which is around us. No man has seen God at any time. Yet God has not left us without a testimony of His nature. His attributes are revealed in the Word of God. His love is poured out upon us. And yet His eternal power and Godhead is seen in the creation. His glory is seen, His handiwork. Where there is design, there must be a designer. The Creator surely is greater than the creation that He made. And man has been studying God's creation since the beginning of time. Now more than ever before, with recent technology and building upon all the facts and figures and scientific experiments and knowledge of the past, we know more than ever. The secrets of the atom have been unlocked to a certain degree, and yet parts of it remain that defy explanation by known scientific laws. The human brain is said to be the most complex thing in the universe. And the enormity and power seen in the universe itself is far beyond human ability to even comprehend it. And yet that is the realm of which we live. We are unable to comprehend our own realm, our own physical realm. Now if God be real, and if He be as great as He says He is, and if He be greater than this universe, then the things that we often say and do don't make any sense at all. To know Him and a measure of His greatness and glory, I said a measure of His greatness and glory, and then look down upon what goes here among mortal men on planet Earth, must baffle the angels. They must strain as they look upon us. They must experience a number of varying emotions, a lot of them negative. I say that not knowing what beings they are of, whether they even have emotions at all. But as they look at us who walk around, and even the best of Christians walk around, oftentimes as though God didn't even exist. I say that with full knowledge of you. We do certain things that actually deny His very existence. We allow demonic lies to come upon us. We even say things, we do things as though God didn't even exist. How great is God? Greater than this universe. Let me give you a few examples of the universe. If you could drive to the sun at 55 miles per hour, you would arrive in 193 years. If you could drive to the nearest star, Alpha Centauri, you would arrive in 52 million years. If you increased your speed to 100 miles per hour and headed for the center of the Milky Way galaxy, of which our solar system is a part, you wouldn't get there for 201 billion years. If the diameter of our solar system were scaled to 1 inch, the galaxy that our solar system is a part of would be 100,000 miles. And there are only 100 billion other galaxies. Our galaxy's mass represents about 1/1,000,000,000th the mass of the universe. The total energy that the sun puts out in 1 second is equal to 13 times the average annual electric consumption of the United States. And yet a faraway quasar can equal 300 billion suns in light energy alone. To whom then will you liken me? Or shall I be equal? Saith the Holy One, lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things? That bringeth out the host by number. He calleth them all by names. He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might. The sun weighs about 2.2 octillion tons. Obviously, these numbers mean nothing to the average person. In fact, they really mean nothing to the unaverage person. 2.2 octillion is just 22 with 26 zeros following it. Ryan asks me all the time, what's bigger than a decatillion? Honestly, I've had to look it up. I don't even know off the top of my head. One square inch of the sun's surface shines with the intensity of 300,000 candles. If you wanted to make enough candles to equal the sun in its intensity and light, you would need enough tallow 10 times the mass of the earth. Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary? There's no searching of his understanding. The force of pressure in the sun's center is 450 billion times greater than on the surface of the earth, equal to 3.3 billion tons per square inch. It's like saying a postage stamp has to bear the weight of a mountain a mile high. Fear not. I am with thee. Be not dismayed. I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Thus saith the Lord, he that createth the heavens and stretcheth them out, he that spread forth the earth, is there a God beside me? I know not any. The temperatures in the interior of the sun are approximately 29 million degrees Fahrenheit. A pinhead of this super hot material in the sun's core would kill a person at a distance of 100 miles. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, he that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretcheth forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by myself. A solar wind blows a stream of high-energy particles off the sun at velocities as high as 1.5 million miles per hour. The sun emits more energy in 1 second than mankind has consumed in his entire history. The sun's power in watts is 380,000 billion billion kilowatts. It's a lot more than whoops will ever put out. The Earth itself only receives 2 parts per billion of this output. The sunlight falling on 1 square yard of land in Arizona converted into electricity would be worth about $83 in 1980. The sunlight falling on an acre of land in Arizona would be worth over $402,000. I am the Lord, there is none else. I form the light and create darkness. I, the Lord, do all these things. Woe to him that striveth with his maker. Shall the clay say unto him that fashioned it, What maketh thou? Look unto me, and be ye saved, all ye ends of the earth. I am God, and there is none else. Each second the sun is losing 4.5 million tons of its mass by converting it to energy. It's shrinking at the rate of 5 feet an hour, and yet it has a lifespan of over a billion years. I am that I am. I am God Almighty. Oh, that thou hast hearkened to my commandments. Then had thy peace been as the river, thy righteousness as the waves of the sea. One star, which is 490 light years away, is 12,000 times brighter than the sun. There are other stars as large as 800 times the sun. Placed as our sun, they would stretch out to the planet Saturn. Sirius B is 90,000 times denser. A cup of matter would weigh 5 tons. Solar flares are violent eruptions, sending out deadly waves of powerful radiation. In 1956, an intense flare saturated the Earth with radiation, temporarily blacking out all radio communications. Energies can equal 1 billion hydrogen bombs and cast off materials at velocities of up to 1.5 million miles an hour. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. He spake, it was done. He commanded, it stood fast. The Lord looketh from heaven, he beholdeth all the sons of men. Oh, my Lord, I am not eloquent. Neither heretofore nor since thou hast spoken unto thy servant, I am slow of speech and of a slow tongue. Would God we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and when we did eat bread to the full. We be not able to go up against this people. They are stronger than we. I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. Then said I, Ah, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, I am but a child. There is a lad here which hath 5 barley loaves and 2 small fishes. What are they among so many? Master, show us a sign, that we may believe on thee. We brought him to thy disciples, but they could not cast him out. Lord, save us, we perish. He said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand in his side, I will not believe. Oh, my Lord, wherewith shall I save Israel? Behold, my family is poor in Manasseh, and I am the least in my father's house. Neutrinos are subatomic particles produced by the nuclear fusion in the sun's core. Solar neutrinos that stream forth from the sun amount to 1/50th of the sun's energy. They are so small they rarely ever interact with matter. Every second, 100 trillion of them shoot through your body. Who is likened to thee, O Lord, among the Elohim? Who is likened to thee, glorious in holiness? Fearful in praises, doing wonders. Is anything too hard for our God? Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Where is the way where light dwelleth? By what way is light parted? Who hath begotten the drops of dew? By the works of the Lord, the works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. The Milky Way galaxy is one of an estimated 100 billion galaxies in the universe. There are 25 galaxies for every man, woman, and child on this earth. The diameter of our galaxy is a mere 480 quadrillion miles, or 5 billion times the distance between the earth and the sun. If you would take all the mass in our galaxy, there's not enough energy to thrust the period at the end of a sentence to the speed of light. Our Milky Way galaxy is flying through the universe at the snail's pace of 1.4 million miles per hour. It will take 50 million years for it to merely travel the distance of its own diameter. Our vast and spiraling Milky Way galaxy is so large that a flash of light from one edge, traveling at its natural speed of 670 million miles per hour, will take 100,000 years to reach the other side. And God has said, as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. Thy mercy is great above the heavens. Thy truth reacheth unto the clouds. In 1974, a message was sent to globular cluster M13 in the Milky Way galaxy. At the speed of light, the reply is expected in 51,974 AD. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. O Lord my God, thou art very great. Thou art clothed with honor and majesty. How manifold are thy works. In wisdom thou hast made them all. We have direct proof of the existence of at least 100 billion billion stars, or one with 20 zeros. And of course, the number is always increasing as our ability with telescopes and radio telescopes increases. The average star radiates 521 sextillion horsepower. Of course, I know that nobody understands these numbers, and I don't understand them either. There are enough stars for every man, woman, and child to have 25 billion of them. I read recently that for $25, you can have a real star named after you and recorded in a stellar catalog. Actually, if you knew better, you could have a whole galaxy named after you. Who is like unto the Lord our God? He humbleth himself to behold the heaven and the earth. He says, the heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. Vast streams of interstellar gas and dust ebb and flow throughout the Milky Way galaxy. At the center of the galaxy, there is a galactic smog, 29,000 light years thick, about 19 trillion miles, which blocks optical astronomers from seeing to the center of the galaxy. The dust alone in the galaxy could make 465 trillion Earths. And there are over 16 billion grains of dust in one cubic inch. Amongst this dust are molecules of ethyl alcohol, which is grain alcohol. And it is estimated that if these were collected and purified, it would produce about 10,000 trillion trillion fifths of 200 proof, or an amount of booze greater than the mass of the earth. Aren't you glad? Flying through a cloud of these molecules at the speed of light, holding a martini glass out of spaceship window, it would take you 100 years before you could catch enough of these molecules to fill the glass. In our galaxy of some 200 billion stars, occasionally two of them collide. And if this were compared to auto collisions on Earth, certainly none of them would have happened yet. It would be like trying to have an accident in the car when it was located in Australia and you were driving in King County. How about your chances of having an accident if the nearest car were on the moon? If the sum of all the starlight could be concentrated in one object, it would equal a 100-watt bulb seen at a distance of 613 feet. In 1843, there was a star flash estimated to be 4 million times as luminous as our sun. And there are other stars with a 500,000 times normal intensity as our sun. There is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets. Praise and extol and honor the King of heaven, all whose words are truth. Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Neutron stars are an interesting thing. On a neutron star, a pinhead worth of neutron star stuff would weigh over 10 times the weight of the aircraft carrier USS Nimitz. If a piece of popcorn were dropped on a neutron star, it would produce as much energy as a World War II atomic bomb. A 9-pound baby would weigh 90 billion pounds. About 6,500 light years away from our solar system, still in our own galaxy, in the constellation Cygnus, behind the dark obscuring matter of the Great Rift, there is a vast superbubble. The energy involved in this superbubble is a whopping 10 to the 52nd ergs. Well, to make that more understandable, it's about 10 to the 42nd horsepower. Well, let's just put it this way. It's more than the balance of your checkbook. There's no way to comprehend this number. Even if I were to convert it to the power of the sun itself, it'd be beyond fathoming. But let me say this. All power is given unto me, in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Every hair on your head is numbered. There are about 100 billion comets that circle the sun and planets in a halo-like cloud from about 12 billion to 10 trillion miles out from our solar system. Comets were regarded with superstitious awe and were thought to signify impending disaster before the 18th century, when Edmund Halley discovered that they were meteors and other things revolving around the sun. In 1456, Pope Calixtus III asked everyone to pray for deliverance from the devil, the Turk, and the comet. A great comet passed close enough to Earth to be seen in 1843, and its tail stretched 500 million miles across the sky. O Lord, how manifold are thy works! In wisdom thou hast made them all. When a star at least three times as massive as our sun collapses, it forms a black hole, where only the star's gravitational force is left behind. Black holes are gravitational ghosts of once large stars that have collapsed to infinity and left the space-time of our universe. White dwarfs and neutron stars, smaller than 3.2 solar masses, halt their collapse because of the subatomic electrons, protons, and neutrons, which create a holding pressure. Not so with larger stars. They collapse to an incomprehensible black hole state of infinite density and zero volume. This state is called singularity, a never-never reality, where even relativity theory breaks down and tells theorists nothing. When one of these stars collapses past a certain diameter, about 5.6 miles, it winks out, allowing no light, no radiation whatsoever to escape. Goodbye, star, forever. The single thing scientists can know about the object that formed the black hole is how massive it was. That is all. Only gravity remains. How long does it take a black hole to collapse? Less than a second. Now, the mass of the Earth is 6.6 times 10 to the 21st tons. And a large black hole can gobble up that matter and more in less than a second. With continuous feeding of matter through its gravitational pull, it can grow to an infinite size. Scientists theorize that the universe itself is a black hole which will one day collapse. Others theorize that the entire universe is revolving around a black hole. One of these days, all the host of heaven shall be dissolved. The sun shall not give its light. The heaven shall roll together as a scroll. But the glory of the Lord shall endure forever. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 14. Keep this commandment without spot, until the appearing of the Lord Jesus Christ, which in his times he shall show who is the blessed and only potentate, the King of kings, the Lord of lords, who only hath immortality, dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, whom no man hath seen nor can see, to whom be honor and power everlasting. Amen. My last scripture. And ye shall seek me and find me when ye shall search for me with all of your heart. God bless you.